We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. 2 versus 2 with the chairman in the middle. That's the arrangement here on the stage of the Commonwealth Institute. On my left, John Amis and Frank Muir. On my right, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And we begin with John Amis. John, in an earlier program, a long time ago, I once asked you to identify a piece of music, but I inadvertently gave away the name of the composer. And when I asked afterwards, now honestly, would you have known, you replied, you will never know, Race. Well, you've probably forgotten about it, so here's where we find out. Here it is again.
You're trying to double-cross me, Mr. Race.
No.
Because I have a feeling that that occasion it was Mahler's 3rd or 1st symphony. And whereas it's clearly Bruckner tonight. You double-crosser.
I sit here humbled and debased.
Well,
not absolutely
much.
Right. Absolutely right. Oh. Anyway, we've proved that you knew them both. This being Bruckner's which? Well, it's not very romantic the way you're singing it.
Ah! Well, then, I would say it's number 4 in
the
case.
Yes, that's right, the romantic. 4th symphony. Yes. You have a mark. Frank, I think this must be the shortest song on record.
George Gershwin.
Can you explain, please?
Yes, the last track of a Peter Sellers LP, and the title of the track is Peter Sellers Sings George Gershwin.
And so he does. Yes,
so he does.
Yes. I marked you. Ian, try this without help from anyone, by whom I mean Dennis. What immediately follows this? Ian?
Well, it comes from the same disc, because I remember it with great affection. And is that not part of a travelogue which says something about Balham, gateway to the south?
You got the mark, and this is how it goes on.
Balham, gateway to the south. We enter Balham through the verdant grasslands of Battersea Park.
Probably the verdant grasslands of Battersea Park.
Do you think they'll understand that joke in New Zealand?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes.
You'll have Frank's word for it. He's been there. Mark to you. Dennis, going quite a lot further back, nothing to do with that LP or that subject, can you identify this singer? And I can tell you he also wrote the song.
Goodbye, Sally, I'm saying goodbye. Goodbye, Sally, I don't want you to cry. I want to see that smile, that wonderful smile that's going to cheer me on my way right through the Siegfried line.
We'll skip the bit about the Siegfried line.
Yes, yes, that's Arthur Risco. He sang it and wrote it for a Firth Shepherd review right at the beginning of the war.
Yes. That's yeah. Right. Arthur Risco, very good comedian. Mark to you. Mark all round. In a record program not long ago, I played this record.
Always in my arms, but only in my dreams. In dreams, you're always near.
And that was a lady I was very proud to know called Bebe Daniels.
Yes.
But, of course, younger listeners don't know her by name, and one of them wrote to ask me what the BB stood for. Was it something like Betty Belinda Daniels? But it did start me thinking, what a talented lot of BB people there are. John, who is this BB composer?
Bartok Bela.
Yes, or to put another way around, Bela Bartok. Yes, Mark, to you. Frank, this BB made a lot of money.
Now when my baby kisses me up and my rosy cheeks, I just let those kisses be, don't wash my face for weeks. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
The Rector of the Sorbonne.
I don't think it's not. I'm working on the. It's not. It's not Bernard Braden or Bertolt Brecht or no. Billy Bunter.
No.
Could
not
it be
Bernard Baruch?
No.
it's the French lady.
Yes, B.B. Brigitte.
Brigitte Bardot.
Bardot, yes. Yeah. Nice to know that if her acting had failed, a musical career would have awaited her, isn't it?
It hadn't awaited long.
Yes. Ian, a BB who played the cornet. It'll take Dennis a long time to write that down, I can tell you.
I put in for ink, I think, after this period. Well, if you hadn't written that down, I would have said, listening to that, that it was Bernard Bottomley of the Billingham Brass Band.
You would have got a mark,
wrong,
too.
Because it's Bix Beider Becker.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that right?
Not bad.
Ian, you're not being ever so slightly musically snobbish, are you? By not knowing. Bix Beiderbecke. No, you must know the name, surely.
No.
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 Well,
you're not so surprised when I don't know Bach. Are you? Barry Bach.
I thought that you might have heard the name while waiting for the St. Matthew Passion to begin one day or something on the radio. You know. But
no,
Bix Beiderbecke.
The name of Bernard Bottomley either. I mean.
No. Dennis, not a cornet player in your case, but a trumpet player.
I was messing about with Billy Butterfield until suddenly I heard a bit of the tune, and it has to be Bunny Berrigan.
Bunny Berrigan. Yes, the tune being...
I Can't Get Started.
Yes, Mark.
A notable double in the brass celebrated by my friend here.
Some musical technicalities. John, where in music would you find a bar? B-A-R-R-E. Bar.
I think it's where you find some ballet dancers.
Don't feel inclined to take that, really.
You don't?
No, I'm talking about musical technicalities, and the bar that ballet dancers hang on isn't really a technicality, is it? It's instrumental matter of music I had in mind.
Pass.
I'm going to have to dock a mark, am I not? On a guitar, the bar, B-A-R-R-E, would be the capodastro, the thing that changes the key that you clip around the strings. Or on a violin, the raised projection, which holds at the top of the fingerboard, over which the strings pass before you get to the finger part. That is the bar. And I hope it was worth a mark to find out. Frank, where would you find a shake?
On a pianist waiting for you to turn his music for me. A shake, I think, certainly in trumpets, is a kind of mechanical vibrato, mechanically induced vibrato, in the sense that you wobble the valve finger horizontally to produce it.
Well, you do, yes. In effect, that would have the effect, probably, because that would affect the lip note, wouldn't it? Yes.
It's just as it sounds. It sounds like a shake.
Yes. Would you like to demonstrate?
What sort of noise a jelly would make if it made a noise?
Now you have the mark.
Yes. John, demonstrate vocally a shake. Dig-a-dong, diddle-diddle-da-dum. Well, on the dig-a-doing. Yes. Or, yes, on the, yes, it's all on the piano, that would be the shake, wouldn't it?
A bit clearer, yeah.
That bit, yes. The penultimate chord, a note of a piece, perhaps.
Side of the shakes.
Dr. Burney, the musical historian, reported that a badly done shake was known in Italy as a tosse da capra, a goat's cough. Ian, where in music might you find the word l'istesso?
L'istesso in Italian mean the same. So you would talk of this for the tempo. L'istesso tempo, the same time. Maybe when you go from in four to in two, but underneath it remains the same.
Yes, in other words... yes.
Grazie tanto.
Four, are you an example? Okay. Going from four into two, I'm just making this up, you know. It would be the same basic pulse.
Absolutely.
It's a rather nasty bit of music. I won't do that again in a hurry.
Another couple of bars and I'd have been in there with a song.
Dennis, at the start of a piece of music, I see printed MM69. What is all that about?
MM69. Well, I tell you what that is. As you know, you can identify a piece of music by its opus or opus number. I still don't know how you pronounce it. Or you can identify it by its... What's that? What's the one that John's always... Kirchen number?
Kirchel
number. Yes. But... the mode of identification that has been adopted in the 20th century is to say which edition of my music it was after. So you have a piece of Bach, possibly with MM69, which means it was asked in 1928.
That's a lovely thought, it has not occurred to me. Yes, Ian has it, of course. So it would mean 69 beats per minute on Maslow's metronome. It's metronome speeds, but you certainly get the mark for there. Moving on to the next round now. John, I have at home an old Victorian autograph book in which a musician has written a mixture of words and music. I'll demonstrate on the piano. What he wrote in the book was, remember me to your... Can you explain that?
Yes. Scarlatti wrote a sonata on which those are the opening notes. Mm. And he said, or somebody else said, anyhow, it's a good story, that that was the way his cat walked along the harpsichord. Doing, 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 doing.
Yes. So what he was saying in the autograph was, remember me to your cat.
Yes.
Rather a sweet thing to say. The name of the man who wrote the autograph was Sterndale Bennett, the Victorian one. And you have a mark. Frank, talking of animals, what tune does the tortoise... or turtle, dance to in Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals? Very low and
songs
grumpy.
My mother taught us.
Go no further.
Good night.
Look no further, pretty sweeting. I'll play the top part. John, you hum the tune, will you? That goes with it. I had in mind a bit more like it.
Yeah,
have the mark all the same. Ian, there's an aria known in Germany as Schlamm, Schlamm, Köstlich Schlamm. Can you sing a few bars of that? Schlamm, Schlamm, Köstlich.
At first, it sounds like something by a rather aggressive bridge player.
Do you happen to know what it is?
It is slow, quick, slow.
Yes. I seem to remember my friends giving a chorus of this in German.
Two friends of yours might well have done this in German.
Because it should be... Schlamm. What was that other word?
Köstlich.
Köstlich. Schlamm. Nothing quite like it for whatever it is in German.
Yes, that's right. Yes. I've translated mud, glorious mud, or tried to anyway. Mark, to you. Dennis, I know you learn a lot about music from these programmes. For example, listening to the question and answer that John had just now, you learnt the title and composer of...
Yes, it was a friend of yours who wrote in your autograph book...
No, no.
Remember me to your turtle.
I know it's unfair, but who composed it and what is it called?
Sterndale Bennett came in. Because Ian does a song by Sterndale Bennett.
A different Sterndale Bennett, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what can I do, really, except say that you didn't get it? Do you remember the title of the piece?
Oh, Ian's... Yeah. It sounded like Ian's just whispered, cat food.
As in Brahms' 48 Preludes and Foods.
Yeah.
A good-tempered Persian. Yeah. Well, I think we give him the mark, don't you? More particularly do I give you the mark, since when John gave the name of the composer, I was talking over him anyway, and probably nobody heard the composer's name was John.
You were also playing
Scarlatti.
The wrong tune, if I remember.
Scarlatti. This is your chance now to pick up quite a few marks. It's a question of how many names you can rattle off in 6 seconds dead before the gong goes. There's going to be 10 seconds...
Fred.
Now listen, there's going to be 10 seconds of music first, and music will give you some sort of a help, I think. And then, John, in your case, when the music stops, can you offer as many names as possible of Finnish composers, composers from Finland?
Janefeld, Palmgren, Sibelius, Yucky Hucky Doola.
Any more?
No.
Albert Herring. He's Finnish.
Mickey.
Yeah. Well, I'll accept three of those, as you may have expected. Sibelius, Janefeld, Palmgren, Kilpinen would have done, Kianus, Melikanto, there were various others. Three marks. Why not? Very well done. Frank, when your music stops, a quick 6-second burst from you of the names of famous brass bands. Not military bands, brass bands. Here we go.
Black Dyke Mills Band, Mannenfeld and Footwear, Fairy Aviation, Fosdyke Strike Works.
I think GUS would like the footwear, if you don't mind. I heard.
GUS?
Were acceptable.
Gas.
What's Gas? GUS footwear, actually. It doesn't matter.
It was Mannenfeld and when we used them.
I put down Mannenfeld and Ferry Aviation, Foden's, Bessie's of the Barn, Black Dyke, GUS, Briggs and Rastrick, great favourite up there, Bickershaw, Colliery, and Grimthorpe, the ones we actually heard. Anyway, three to you. Ian, try your hand at Welsh choirs, or should I call them perhaps choirs? Welsh choirs when the music stops.
Pendyrus, Triorchy Male, Harry Seacombe's backing group. Any Welsh rugby team on board, why not win the coach?
You got two, didn't you? Two. Yeah.
You got three.
Well, backing group, forsooth. No. Roos, Morriston, Triorchy. I thought of Triorchy Reserves, but you didn't have time to think of that, did you? Of course, Cardiff Arms Park, too. Two there. Dennis, in your
Scarlatti
case...
Scarlatti, cat
food. Dale Bennett's cat. Dennis, in your case, how many trombone-playing band leaders? Trombone-playing band leaders can you come up with? And here's one of them playing to start you off.
Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Ted Heath, George Chisholm.
That's your lot. You still won that round because you got four, didn't you? Plenty to choose from. Chris Barber. Well done. I put down Chris Barber, George Chisholm, Ted Heath, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, Don Lesher, Kid Ory, lots and lots of them. The one we heard was, actually George Chisholm was the one we heard playing. There are four to you. And on to the last round, in which everybody has to do some singing, introduced by what you might call the world about us. Seeds, watercresses, bumblebees, or lilac. John, you first. I mentioned watercress. There can't be all that many songs about watercress or watercresses. Can you oblige?
Yes, there's a song that came from England and went to America and came back, and it's very obscure, and I don't know what it means, but it goes something like, I'll give you the first and last verses. There's a lot in between.
Thanks.
Oh, way yonder up Clinch Mountains, a pretty mistress be. I asked her for to marry me and to come to mistress me. But she left me with a bunch of watercresses, and she hardly waved me goodbye. So I went back to my dairy and decided that I'd marry, 'cause I couldn't wait until the by and by. 'Cause I couldn't wait until the by and by. Oh, 'twas I that gave her jewels, 'twas I that gave her gold, 'twas I that gave her pretty little things for her lily white hands to hold. But left me with a bunch of watercresses, and aside her was a man who wasn't I. So I went back to my dairy and decided not to marry until my bunch of watercresses die. Until my bunch of watercresses die.
Long time dying, but very good.
Yeah. All right, Muir, now it's your turn.
Yes.
That's a nice mess you've got.
You could tell which was the American bit in that, couldn't you? Frank, I want to ask you something. If, in the garden of your heart, I were to plant something rather special, would it die or fade away?
If I should plant a tiny seed of love in the garden of your heart, would it grow into a great big love someday, or would it die and fade away? Would you care for it and tend it every day till it's time for all to part? If I should plant a tiny seed of love in the garden of your heart.
Dennis, your turn next. Bees. The Bee's Wedding, The Flight of the Bumblebee, Bee My Love, Why Can't You Beehive. Can you come up with a song about a bumblebee?
Be my little baby bumblebee. I can sing it out of tune myself.
You sing the words.
We'll be just as happy as can be. You and me, you and me, you and me.
You only.
Honey, keep a buzzing, please. 'Cause I got a dozen cousin bees, but I want you... Oh, I've gone wrong, haven't I? Dozen bees, but I want you to be my little bumblebee. I really should have had fishnet tights and osprey feathers for that. It's not too late.
How do we know you haven't? Ian, that leaves lilac for you. Lilac time. And that lovely golden song. Golden song.
Oh, what is so sweet as a golden song that rings in your heart for your whole life long? A music of laughter, a sigh of love that makes us like angels in heaven above. A kiss in the rhyme of it, joy in the chime of it, hearts to the time of it beating strong. A kiss in the rhyme of it, joy in the chime of it, hearts to the time of it beating strong.
The golden song from Lilac Time, music of course by Schubert, and I bring you in closing the golden news that the victors this week were, by one mark, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.